Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny, will enliven you to break through stagnation and procrastination to fulfill your life's destiny. Joseph Gabby is a natural medium and will share his gifts live, on air, with you to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing. This hit call-in show brings positive vibes to enter directly or indirectly to your subconscious as a catalyst to release your old beliefs that no longer work for you. Are you ready for a new and brighter future? Joseph will cover many areas of healing to clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. This show will be the lighthouse to bring the awareness needed for incredible change. Now, here is your host, Joseph Gabby.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joseph Gabby, and you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us empower you to live the life you were meant to be by consciously living your destiny. Each week on the Joseph Gabby Show, I will share with you all the tools I accumulated in my 20 years' experiences. I speak on topics ranging from relationships to the law of attraction, to life purpose and past history. My new healing program, Find Your Authentic Peace with the Past and Live with Purpose, already started last week, and to put an end for your healing trauma and stop the wrong attraction and live with purpose. You can always connect with me at blueprintofyoursoul.com and check my numerology specials. It's going on at this moment on the site. And you can always subscribe to my newsletter by downloading a free chapter of my book at blueprintofyoursoul.com. We will always have some of the most gifted guests, speakers, authors, bringing you the tools you need to embark on your journey to create your legacy and live with purpose. My special guest today is Grace Ventura, and our topic is your mother as your number one ally. Don't wait before it's too late. And Grace is a transformational life coach, healer, yoga instructor, and mindful mama of six amazing sons and daughters aged 17 to 28. She have a deep calling to work with mothers, women, daughters, and in the relationship with mothers to create a relationship that is life-giving and supportive, to reconnect with our roots and lineage as a woman. And we are all raw, and we have wounds with stories of deep pain, lost about mom, yearning for our deep needs to be met. Sessions with Grace awaken the inner wisdom, love, and connection we have always longed for. You can check Grace's website, graceventura.com. And before we get started, I want to share the call numbers with you. Today, Grace and I would love to connect with you. If you have any questions or you would like to share something with us, you can call us at 1-800-930-2819. You can always call at 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. Grace Ventura, welcome to the Joseph Gabby Show. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Thank you, Joseph. It's great to be here with you.
Very good. And you have a very interesting topic eventually, and many people would like to touch into that topic because we all have mothers. We all dealt with mothers, regardless if we are a woman or a man even.
That's right.
And we all have stories with that. Some we have good stories, some we have bad stories. So from your perspective, so what does mother as ally really means you saying in your in the topic of the show as your ally? So what do you mean by that?
Well, an ally is an alliance. It's the experience of feeling like you're on the same team, that you have each other's back, that you're really in this together.
So basically, if we're having a problem from something with our mother in the past, if we're having something, how we can bring that into reconciliation to bring her as an ally? Is there any something we can do from that? Reconciliate or restore the relationship? How can we look into that aspect?
Well, the first thing to do is it has to start inside. It has to begin with the relationship that you have with yourself. Because from very early on, we model our mothers, our fathers, you know, those that are close to us. And we take on different beliefs about who we are based on the way that we were related to. So if your mom, you know, I think that we mainly do the best we can as a parent. I know that, and, you know, six times over. And what happens is that we have history, and so we bring it with us. So the experience that we had with Mom, if, let's say, she was really busy, she was working, she was doing other things, some of our needs might not have gotten met the way that we would have wanted them to. And we make assumptions, and we make interpretations of what that would mean, but not that we're conscious that we're doing this at a very early young age. So a child might not get their needs met, and Mom isn't right there when they're crying, and they feel maybe abandoned. So they make up all sorts of stories. That's what we do. We make up all sorts of stories as to why someone isn't giving us what we need. And one of the stories may be, oh, I must have done something wrong. I must not be good. I must not be lovable. But not in those terms. You know, it's not that we're conscious of that. But we take that throughout our lives and then replicate over and over in our relationships, but also inside of ourselves, how we relate to ourselves, how we mother ourselves. So, you know, we could keep blaming something that's outside of us and saying, well, she didn't do it well. You know, she didn't give me what I needed. In my personal experience, I could see how there are different strategies that I had in order to get my needs met. And one of them I'm aware of is when I was very young, I remember if my mother didn't give me something, I would stop talking to her. I would just say, nope, not going to talk. I'm done. And what it really did was I shut myself down. You know, that's the way I shut down my own heart to myself. And that aspect of how I was not then loving myself or loving outside of myself was hurting me. So we have to begin by first looking inside to see how we are being a mother to ourselves, how we're nurturing and taking care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. The way I usually see it, and because I have lots of clients, I work with them, and I have a problem with their mother also. And what happened is, I say, deal with it, look into it, start change the perception of your understanding of that experience that you were talking about. How we, you know, we tell the story to ourselves. At that point, still deal with it now. Otherwise, you're going to become your mother. You know, if you don't deal with it properly, you're going to become one, and then you're going to experience it through your own kids. And to have it more facilitated from, because I have many clients that I had in the last 20 years that majorly the problem was coming from their mother is controlling or whatever was the situation. But it's all come to at the interpretation at the end. How we interpret that facet, is it enough? Is it allowed, we're going to keep branching into it to make it bigger and bigger and bigger, or we're going to diminish it. We're going to talk more about that after we do the break. But if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show. Today we have Grace Ventura and with us, and we have the opportunity to call in and give us your question, to call in for any question you have at 1-800-930-2819. And our topic today, your mother as your number one ally, don't wait before it's too late. And we'll be right back after this short break.
If you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions, the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia. Or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. And my guest today is Grace Ventura. And if you are, I gave the phone number, the 1-800. It seems like the 800 number is not working. So you can give us a call at 401-322-9091 if you would like to call. Now, Grace, we spoke earlier about what we can do to reconcile our relationship or restore. But many people might be concerned on how to reconcile. Do you have any takes on that?
Oh, yes, I do. So the first step is becoming aware. And how to become aware is a process. The willingness to look inside and really The first step, I would say, is being able to listen to your body, to listen what your body is trying to tell you. So often our aches and pains that are manifested in different places are there not just for no reason. I mean, you know, it could say, you could say that, oh, I ate something that upset my stomach. Well, then the question is, why are you eating things that are hurting you? And that's another level of it. But the first step is to say, okay, I have the shoulder pain. You know, here it is. It's right in my shoulder. And being able to quiet yourself, like a meditation, and having a conversation with your body. You know, it's saying, okay, hey, shoulder, you know, what's going on in there, really? And being willing to listen. And it's layers that you'll hear different messages. You know, the first thing might say, well, you know, you work too hard. Okay. Then you kind of go and drop under that and say, all right, you know, you're working so hard, but what's that about? What's happening in there? You know, why are you holding this so tight? What is that restriction about? What is that gripping feeling about? And the language that we use to describe those different experiences and feelings in our bodies are really indicative. The other thing I am so amazed at over and over for the 30 years that I've done work with the body and more holistic approach is that the body tells amazing stories that are such beautiful metaphors for what is happening in our life. The way that our bodies reflect it is uncanny. So that's the first thing, is to be able to go inside and to listen to your body. And from there, it's being able to express it and say it, to name it, to really, instead of the mind making up different justifications and defenses and blaming something outside of us, to be able to go in and drop in deeper. And so that's the first piece. The second is, when you do that, you align with really what's true. And when you're listening to what's true and you're living from your integrity and that honesty, being really honest, you then can rebuild the trust in yourself. So often we've lost the faith in who we are and in life because we're not living by what's really true for us. So how could we be trusting? We're not following what our innate truth, our inner guidance system is telling us. We're ignoring it. We're not listening to our bodies. We're shutting down. We're disconnecting. So that being able to, when you listen and take action from that place, and you take it one step at a time, it's being gentle with yourself. If you fall down, you pick yourself up, and you do it with love and compassion, and that's where the mother is, that inner mother, that place where we're connecting to, I'll call it the divine mother, that's in all of us. And it's starting from that place that we can then rebuild that trust. So that's the second step. And then the third is, from there we can transform our relationships. We can transform it with your own mother, your daughters, other women, your significant other, all of your relationships. Because you're no longer blaming outside of you, and that really can take the sting out of your experience in your relationships. And it's not that, you know, our mothers don't change. It's not about trying to change them in order to have them be your ally. It starts with what's happening inside.
You don't need to change everybody, and you know, just to justify what you're feeling. You need to change your perception of the experience and of yourself, and start to understand deeper sense of yourself. and exactly. who you are. And exactly. and shine was what you're meant to be shining in the first place. Because technically speaking, from the way when I work with the healing childhood experiences, and the concept that I work with is the soul agreement. And the soul agreement is very much basically is with your mother, you have an agreement. You know, you've been born into that family, into that mother, into that dad for a reason. You're not born for no reason. And cherish the time what you were born, even if it was bad or good. Just get what you need out of it and move on. And but once you move on and you take all the hurt from it, it become isolated incident, and you can become best friend with your mother or your dad. So it is something, it can be achieved in my own opinion about it. Now, if people need to connect with you, Grace, how they can do that?
Well, there are a couple of ways. They can go to my website at graceventura.com. It's G-R-A-C-E, V as in Victor, E-N-T-U-R-A. There's a contact page there. They can, while they're there, they can schedule a radical love breakthrough session. And I'm offering a 20-minute kind of a pre-session to see if we're a good fit, to see if I can be of assistance and guidance for them. So I know that in this work, I had to have a mentor, and I found an amazing mentor who was a woman that I call my mother mentor, and mm-hmm. I could share more about that later on in the call.
If you like to share about your mentor, this way it can give people an idea how mentorship can work also, if they're going to work with you.
Yes. I would love to share that.
All right, go ahead.
At the time that I discovered my mentor, which was about 12 years ago, I was in a very difficult place in my life. I was going through a divorce, and it was very, very challenging. But I came to a place finally that I was able to say no. And I held a boundary, and it was very, very hard because throughout my life, I was always saying yes and letting anything come in. And my mentor, Rita Rivera Fox, and I worked with Don Miguel Ruiz, who is the author of The Four Agreements, really helped me to get the faith back in myself, to restore that faith. And it began with her, Rita. I remember one of the first things she said to me was, "You have lost your faith, and I have total faith in you. But until you get it, I will hold it for you." And that just touched me so deeply. I felt I knew exactly what she was talking about, and I just totally committed and surrendered to having faith in her. And by me, and human beings have a tremendous amount of faith. We just put it in things that aren't necessarily good for us, you know, or that things that support a distorted belief system in our minds and keep us stuck in different places.
And we do it in a good way. You know, we do it in a very strong way. We do it in a very provocative way. But I do believe, and I do agree with what you're saying, because we all need some mentoring at one point. You know, whatever it is, we always need that extra cushion that somebody doesn't know nothing about your life, about yourself, about anything about you, that can maybe from one sentence, one word, one whatever it was, it can flip you completely 360 degrees and you'll be going back into the course of your life. And that can make the huge difference. And
absolutely.
I do believe that.
It absolutely. I feel like in so many ways she saved my life because I got to save my own life. I became my own heroine. You know, I became the one that And I'm the only one that could do it. And each one of us, we're really the only ones that can do it, because that is pure empowerment. That is what the mentorship that I model and that I received is about. It's not about taking power. It's not being above someone. It's really about absolutely empowering each other. And it's kind of like the way you raise children, some people, or not. You know, it's, do we empower them and let them know that we really have faith in them? And when we do that as a, you know, in the mother-daughter work that I do, and certainly it's with our sons, I am not biased. I have three sons and three daughters. And it's just so empowering to, every time they fall down, they know that I have total faith in them because I've given them tools to pick themselves up. And that's key, is to have the tools.
So if you're just tuning in, our call number is 401-322-9091. We apologize. Our 800 number is not working somehow today. And you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, and we'll be right back after this short break.
To the Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousTreePatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
You're listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. My guest today is Grace Ventura. And Grace, in my last question in this segment, what are the three actions can a woman take right now to begin to heal and celebrate her relationship with her mother?
Great question. So the first thing that I think of is being in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked this question of my daughters recently, and interestingly, they all said the same thing. And I said, yeah, I absolutely agree. And it's they felt most connected to mother, that energetic quality of mother, when they were in nature. Mm-hmm. And for me, the experience is there is no distraction out there. It's just so simple. It feels so grounding. You know, so it's being with the earth, sitting on the earth, feeling the earth. It's breathing the air. And I do that. I'll go for a bike ride, and I just love feeling the wind. And it's so calming to me. It just, my whole nervous system feels like it's saying, ah, thank you. And, you know, a fire, being warm by a fire, and using these elements to heal. So there are different, you know, there's, in so many cultures, we use ceremony, and be it Native American or Eastern, you know, there everybody uses ceremony, even in religions, and we can use purification ceremonies where we're burning something. I recently, in my mother-daughter roadmap program that I offer to children, mothers and daughters that are 8 to 17, we did this fire ceremony, and it was a releasing where they each wrote down something that no longer served them. It just doesn't work anymore. That's inside of themselves that keeps them from their love, their happiness, their feeling good inside, and writing it down. And then what no longer serves them with each other. You know, what keeps them from sharing the love? What gets in the way? What are they, why don't they express themselves? And to be able to hear each other and take it, write it on that paper, and we had this beautiful fire ceremony and burned all of those because they were ready to let go of it. And there was such a beautiful opening. And we can do those things together and create this very special, sacred experience. So that's a couple of ways. And then the other thing is, as you begin to grow your awareness of the things that we spoke about earlier, of those feelings in your body, of places that are stuck, and, you know, having that ability to see what shows up, and then being able to express it and say it without blaming someone, but really owning it for yourself. The next thing is to express gratitude to your mom. To express mm-hmm. the gratitude for the things that you did receive, be it whatever opportunities they were. It might not have looked the way you thought it should, but there's something that we get. And just like you were saying before, we have these agreements. What life lessons do we experience from our mom? You know, what mm-hmm. have we gotten to see about ourselves and grow, and how we came into this life together, and what have we accomplished? And the other thing is to get a mentor that can be a clear reflection and support, so that, you know, so often we just can't see ourselves as clearly. We're caught up in the distractions of the mind and all of the ways the ego and the justifications come in and the defenses. So it's sometimes so hard. We could see other people easier than we can often see ourselves.
I believe so, because the one thing I always say to my own client is that if you keep resisting it, it's going to become your reality and you're going to experience it in another way. So yes, at least deal with it and finish it and move on, because we are into a time period in our life. There is no time for all the nonsense that happened. We need to move on, and we need to express our own truths. We need to express our own greatness. We need to express our own whatever we're coming here from the beginning of time, what our soul purpose is coming for. We're here to align ourselves and live that destiny that we're meant to be living it. Now, Grace, if somebody wants to work with you, how do they work with you?
Well, there are a couple of ways. For long distance or remote clients, I do one-on-one sessions, and I usually do it through Skype, which is my preferred way. And it is a very powerful experience. I offer packages where there are six sessions, and that's where we begin. And it is amazing how powerful that session is and how quickly we get the work done, because the people that I work with, and it's mainly women at this point, though I'm not opposed to men, they're ready. They are so ready to dive in there, and they, you know, it's something has really affected them in their lives. There could be a health issue, or there could be some sort of big event, major life transition, and that's a point of an opening from my point of view. There's an opening happening, there's an opportunity, and they're ready to go. So that one-on-one work is wonderful. I'm also offering, that is going to be launched in May, a 30-day online mother-daughter roadmap. And that is my signature program that is for mothers and daughters of all ages. And basically, you don't have to be where I am. You could be anywhere in the world. And each day you receive some experience that you share with your mother or daughter. And it's a beautiful, beautiful experience. It could be anywhere from a few minutes to a couple of hours. And then there are many downloadable meditations that are guided journeys. There's some video, and there are a couple of teleconference calls. I'm doing a webinar next month. So there are many, many different ways. I have group programs that are local currently, though I'm also willing to go, and we do weekend retreats. So there are many, many opportunities. If you go to my website, you could see some of them. But I do recommend that if it's, you know, you want to work with me individually, we start with this Radical Love Breakthrough session and see if we're a good fit.
And that, like, your session, is it an hour long or longer than that, or how is it work?
They're about 45 minutes.
Okay.
The first one is usually closer to an hour. And okay, we go in fast. We go in at the pace that my clients want to go, yet okay, there's a readiness. And so there's that opening is there, and we use the time very efficiently and effectively. And it's just been such an awesome experience for those that are working with me and have worked with me. It's just been beautiful. I'm so deeply touched each time.
And eventually, women, they need to be awakened these days, because we are, and be ready for everything, because we are into a time we are experiencing the female energy of life. Since 2000, we entered into the female energy, and it's going to be lasting with us about 1,000 years. So it is the world of female vibration. So women, they need to awaken into their power, into their essence, into doing the things that makes a difference for them and makes a big alignment in their life, and start taking this world that is need really lots of help from women, but at least get rid of whatever holding you down in order to start seeing the bigger picture and live life from a bigger perspective. So, Grace,
the other thing is that we are modeling for our daughters, and
that's it.
It's so critical that we are really empowering them and that they get to embody who they are as a woman from such a strong, loving, healing, balanced place.
That's
you know,
it.
It's
I mean,
just, this is our future. Here they are.
You have to be modeling for the next generation to be starting to take effect themselves. And I'd like to thank you very much for being on the show today and share with us your knowledge, your wisdom with mother-daughter relationships and everything. And I do recommend to connect with Grace at graceventura.com if you have any question or anything you need to connect with her. So thanks, Grace, again. And after the short break, we're going to be talking about my soul agreement, and we're going to explain it a little bit more deeper one just after this short break. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
To the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
You're listening to The Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. Today, since this morning, because I had my group called for my program, Let's Be Real, Find Your Authentic Peace with the Past. And in that program today, what I was talking, I introduced to them the concept that I work with. And that concept is the soul agreement. And we already touched a little bit today with it when I was speaking with Grace. So I said it's a good idea maybe to share that also with the listeners on the station and to share with you all how I think about it when it comes to the healing work. We all come here for some understanding of some awareness. But we cannot keep blaming everything is about our karma. Most of us, we do that blame for that it's part of my karma. But part of your karma is about your lesson. So the way that I understand the soul agreement and the way I work with it myself, and I try to bring it to my clients as an awareness, is your soul decided to come into this life. Then you decided yourself, you say, I'm going to take that chance into this. I want to come into this lifetime. I'm going to be into this life. So your soul said, are you sure? You said, yes. So you agreed coming here. So basically, when your soul said wants to come here, the soul showed you what's the soul purpose for being here in the first place. So you are already aware that you're coming for a specific purpose. So the soul didn't show you your experience. The soul showed you your purpose. So that means internally, part of you, part of your DNA, part of your being, part of your essence is aware of your purpose. And even though 95% of the questions that I always receive from my numerology, everybody asks me, what is my purpose? But we are all aware of our purpose. But there is something that is holding you from seeing that purpose fully. And this is where you need to start bringing that into perspective. So it is very important to start bringing that into collection on what is it do you want, what is it you want. Now, you are aware of your purpose. Your soul said to you, okay, while you're coming here, depends on the strength of your soul. Is it a younger soul? Is it a medium soul? Is it an older soul? Very, very old soul? What type of soul you're coming with? And that can be determined in a numerology chart many times. That can be seen vividly. Now, depends on what type of soul you're coming with. That soul said, Marie or Susan or whatever the name you have, I have some junk stuff or some stuff that I need to deal close and make a closure for them. Can you handle them for me? You said, yes, bring them on. But those things that you're going to be handling, they're going to be a big part of your purpose. So you have to start understanding them because you're going to be one day talking about them. Now, what happened from that perspective? Your soul said, I'm going to sign an agreement with your parents and with every single person that's supposed to give you your worst nightmare in this lifetime. You said, no problem. So you signed the agreement with your parents. So now your parents in front of you are not your enemy, regardless how you think about them, what type of experience. Your parents only been fulfilling the task of the agreement they signed with your soul, consciously aware of it or unconsciously, it doesn't matter, but this is the reality of it. So your parents, technically speaking, are your best asset. And how you're taking care of that best asset, it is part of your choice. And do you want to keep dwelling of what happened or you want to get what's the lesson behind it? And that's the choice that you need to make and you need to start taking it into consideration of what is it you want to achieve from that regard. So it is very important to start realizing that my mom or my dad are not the problem here. They are the solution for my own problem, but it's not technically your problem either because you're only trying to solve the problem from the soul perspective. So you're trying to make it enhanced. You're trying to bring it more the awareness, more the alignment, more the understanding to bring yourself into an aspect of your life to bring your greatness, your vision, your gift, your wisdom to make them noticeable and shine with the leadership you're coming for, shine behind the to achieve recognition that you're meant to be achieving in the first place, build up the success that you want, and build up everything behind it. So you were coming here to fulfill a purpose, not the experiences. And this is where you can start looking from those perspective, that stop allowing yourself to keep resisting changing your life because I want an apology from my mom, or I want an apology from my dad, or I want to do things to myself that I know they're going to be annoyed by it, or they're going to hurt their feelings just to be even with them. That's a total rubbish, and it's all nonsense in the sense that you don't need to have that to happen into your perspective. So it is very important to say, well, now, I had the experience with my parents. I had the experience with whoever gave me my worst nightmare. What was the lesson that I learned from it? And start using that lesson and move with it to the destiny that you were meant to be doing into this time. So technically, you need to change big part of your story. And this is what part of the program, the longer program that I have, it is about, we're going to be talking a lot about your story and what does that story that shape up your life and how you change it in order to move your life into a different perspective. Healing childhood experiences these days is the most easy way of doing it, unless you have still excuses you keep telling yourself to avoid dealing with it. It's all excuses at the end. I don't have enough money. I don't have time to do it. I have a family to support. I don't like to do writing. I don't like to do anything. I don't create whatever it is you want to create. It doesn't matter. It's still an excuse. So it is your choice at one point to say, what is it do I want to achieve? What is it do I want to accomplish? What is it do I want to bring alignment into my life, into myself? And how can I take it to this different aspect, different alternative, and change my life? Whatever you resist in your life will become reality for you because you're attracting it. You're going to attract it in your relationship. You're going to attract it in anybody that comes into your life. So it is very important to start looking at it from those angles. If you want to get more information about me, you can go always to blueprintofyoursoul.com. If you're interested in the healing course, Let's Be Real, Find Your Authentic Peace with the Past, and just connect with me through that site, and you still can have the chance to be into this program that started last week. And it is the healing shouldn't take more than 10 weeks. So it is a 10-week healing. The program is a 3-month program, but it is the healing itself is only 10 weeks. It's just doing the preparation in the beginning and at the end to make the closure and removing the karma and moving on from that perspective. So I would like, I want to thank again my guest, Grace Ventura, for sharing such a great information with us today. I want to thank you and for tuning in to the Joseph Gabby Show. Join me next Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on the Joseph Gabby Show, my guest is Karen McGregor. And our topic is what to do when you don't know what to do, the art of intuitive knowing. So it's going to be an interesting show, and you're going to enjoy that show. You can always call in during our show, so you can ask questions. She's a very mediumistic Karen, and she can give you some good insights and how to open up your intuition. Right after me is Elizabeth Coxon. Just have a great week, everybody, and enjoy your week and the sunshine. If you have sunshine, if you have rain, enjoy whatever you have of weather. Enjoy your week and see you next time. Have a good day.
You've been listening to The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination, fulfill your life's destiny, and clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. Get ready for a new and brighter future. Remember, our live call-in number is 1-800-930-2819.
To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
People say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.